Good morning. The wind relaxed considerably overnight after gusting over 30 miles per hour at times across the region yesterday. That gusty wind ushered in much cooler air as we flipped the calendar over to autumn. And the first morning of autumn is a chilly one across interior New York and New England, with many locations back into the mid and upper 30s, with others in the lower to middle 40s. Skies are also mainly clear across the region, with some exceptions, a few clouds across the Champlain Valley toward the Canadian border. But most of us will enjoy plenty of sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon, complements of high pressure, which is moving in from the Ohio Valley. So with mostly sunny skies, we'll see temperatures turn around and push back through the 40s and 50s and well up into the 60s today. And with less wind, it'll be more comfortable outside. A few more clouds across the Canadian border will keep temperatures in the lower to mid-60s in those regions. For tonight, skies will be clear across the area, and it will be seasonably cool with areas of fog developing, most everyone back into the 40s with some 30s across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a nice day tomorrow, and we'll continue our warming trend with highs around 70 with abundant sunshine. A disturbance along the eastern seaboard will slowly creep up the coast over the next couple of days and head in our direction for the day on Thursday. I think this low pressure wave will be close enough to produce plenty of clouds, especially from I-90 south during the day on Thursday. Even some showers in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the southern Catskills, across into southern New England on Thursday afternoon. Because of the clouds and potential showers, temperatures will be held back a bit on Thursday, but still make it into the middle and upper 60s. We will resume our warming trend on Friday as the ridge of high pressure builds back in and the disturbance is kicked out to sea. The surface high will team up with a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere to allow our temperatures to get even warmer and up into the lower to mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds by Friday afternoon. Over the weekend, even warmer with mostly sunny skies. Highs both days will be around 80 before we bring the chance of showers and some cooler weather our way for the beginning of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches and warnings continue, although for a smaller area, in parts of New Mexico and West Texas. Isolated locations could receive up to another inch of rain today. The rainfall is forecast to taper off later this afternoon. And isolated to widely scattered thunderstorms will be possible across parts of the central High Plains and southern Rockies today. Some of these storms could be severe with gusty wind and hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Stuart, Florida, at 1:51 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Yakutat, Alaska, at 10:47 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility and fog, 27 degrees with a northwest wind at 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 39, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.25 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with highs near 70, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 44. The average temperature 54, that's 5 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 89 hundredths of an inch, which is 1.46 inches below normal. And 27.67 inches for the year, which is 83 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. There were 11 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 96, that's 19 above normal. And 104 for the season, which is 4 heating degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low, 49, the record high, 97, set in 1895, and the record low, 32, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:51 p.m., 12 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and milder today with highs around 70. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and milder today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and milder today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by some high clouds, highs around 70. Mostly cloudy Thursday with a chance of a shower in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. More sunshine toward the Canadian border. Highs in the middle and upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-70s Friday, mostly sunny Saturday and Sunday with highs near 80, and a chance of a shower Monday with highs back into the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.